Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Fresh off of the best football weekend I can ever remember. And probably going back before I can remember. This was awesome. We had four barn burners in the NFL divisional round. And you know we're going to get into all of that and then some over the next 3 hours. So keep it locked. Right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, brother?
I am doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm well. I see your background. You're back in New York, New Jersey? Where?
I'm in New York. I'll be in New Jersey tomorrow. And here for a little baseball in between this hot football stuff and football playoffs. So tomorrow's a big day in Major League Baseball as the Hall of Fame is announced. So if you want to keep track and want to find out what's going on, please tune in tomorrow to the MLB Network. I'll be on High Heat tomorrow at 1:15 Eastern. Then I'll be on MLB Now between 2 and 3 Eastern. And then, Chris, the granddaddy of them all, the big show, the Hall of Fame reveal show. That's from 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you just turn on MLB, you might see me on there tomorrow, and I'll be working hard for your entertainment dollar. So there you go.
As always.
Can't wait. It'll be fun.
Yes. All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, Rob, and then get this thing started because we got a lot of stuff to get into. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin, who I assume is excited about the Los Angeles Rams. And why not? Big win for them over Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But we'll get to that later. But first, Rob, you asked me if Patrick Mahomes lost this game on Sunday, would I still say he was Jordan-esque? Moot point! Because he won in historic fashion, heroic fashion. And yet, I told you, even if he lost, I was going to stand by the Jordan-esque claim. But how much more? I'll stand by that bad boy now. Because what Patrick Mahomes did, we will all remember it. Just like we remember the immaculate reception, Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw, Frenchie Fuqua, all of those that were involved in that. We will remember the 13-second comeback. And Rob, you and I throughout this season, we've talked, we've been on the air, we've done interviews with former players, coaches, whatever, and you've asked several of them, what about Aaron Rodgers? 37 seconds left against San Francisco, week three, and they're down by a point, and he marches them down the field in 37 seconds to get a field goal, the game winner. You thought it was great. Well, how about doing it in 13 seconds? My goodness. Unbelievable. And one of the scenes that struck me, Rob Park, I mean, we could talk about the two passes to Kelce and Hill. We can talk about Sean McDermott's, I think, bad mistake where he should have squibbed it. Or at the very least, not even the very least, he had two options, Rob. He could have kicked off short of the goal line, maybe at the 5 or 10 yard line. And if Kansas City runs it, that's going to take some time off the clock. Or if they fair catch, they don't have just 45 yards to go, right? Now, all of a sudden, they've got, or 40 yards, whatever it is, they'd have 60 yards maybe. So they made some mistakes on Buffalo's side. But one thing that struck me, Rob, when Josh Allen, who was fantastic, and I'm going to be honest, he outplayed Mahomes up until that last, 13 seconds of regulation and then overtime. He was great. But when he threw that last touchdown to go up 36-33 with 13 seconds left, obviously everybody thought it was over. They showed Patrick Mahomes on the sideline as calm as could be. I mean, he looked like he no emotion. He got up, started throwing the football, warming up like he had 13 minutes left. And he goes out there as a cool customer, 13 seconds left, and the rest is history. Delivers two dimes, sets him up in field goal range. They tie it, and then they win it in overtime. Rob Parker, yes. Patrick Mahomes, we'll see if he lives it out. But right now, the boy is Jordan-esque.
It was a game for the ages on both sides. And as I continue to watch NFL football, along with the great performances, I cannot get over. And both quarterbacks were tremendous. You're right. Josh Allen showed me something.
Fantastic.
Last night, with 13 seconds to even get the touchdown. I thought they were.
And the 2-point conversion, right?
Yeah, no, right. No, that's big time stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, the coaching continues to have me. I'm with you. I'm not a football coach, and it's not even second guesses. Like, you don't understand. Like, time is of the essence, right? You don't want to leave time on the clock. It doesn't matter. How many games have we watched where guys?
You're right, Rob.
Right. I don't
hey,
like
time.
Like you can't score. You can't score all game. You can't score. You can't score all game. But Chris, the last 15, 40 seconds, teams always seem to be able to move the ball down and kick a field goal.
I think a lot of teams, Rob, and clearly Buffalo did this. They go into prevent,
but it doesn't work.
Right?
How many times? And especially Right. And all you got to do is get two big ones, one underneath for 20 yards and another one for 25, and they're right there. You know where you want to be. But, yeah, it was one of those games that was hard to imagine would finish like that, especially when I thought, you know, I questioned Kansas City's defense. That was my reason why I didn't pick them. And I told you, I didn't like their defense, but there's no way I thought Buffalo, with the number one defense coming in, would have been shredded. But Patrick did the job against them, especially late, and you know, and beat them. But I was surprised at the points. I was surprised at how it ended. And you're right, at 13 seconds, you just think, man, they're going to come up short, and they might get a shot at a field goal, but it might not go in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a deep try. But it was definitely one of those games you will remember because of all the nuances and great performances and stuff that that registers, you know, and you can't forget it. I mean, most people, whenever you see, remember the week before, I was bellyaching about all the bad games, all the blowouts,
right?
We went from three or four terrible games to watch, right? Remember we complained about Arizona and the Rams, terrible.
It was three out of the three, I think.
Three out of the six were terrible, right? The Steelers were bad that game, and what was the other one that was really bad? A blowout.
The Bengals Raiders game wasn't exciting. It wasn't a blowout.
Right. But there was another
the
blowout
Arizona game. Arizona got blown out.
Yeah, but there was another one. There was another one. We're missing it. Rob,
yeah,
you
I'll
come up. But anyway, three of the six games were bad. And here we had all four, which went down to the wire.
Kansas City, Pittsburgh,
yeah. Right. That was the other one. Terrible. But this was the exact opposite, and this is what you want playoff football to be, and you can't script it any better.
Rob, you mentioned the calls by McDermott, and you're right. It wasn't just – I mean, the kickoff decision was bad enough. But then after that – and I've heard even ex-players say – they didn't have a problem with the kickoff. A lot did, but others, some said they didn't. Their problem was with the Buffalo defense, the way they basically went prevent and gave them the underneath stuff.
But with time running out, if you squib it, Chris, or you know, kick it short of the end zone, you might have cut off 5 or 6 or 7 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It's a totally, you gotta get to the line of scrimmage twice. You know what I mean? Like say if I ate up 6 or 7 seconds, Mahomes needed two.
I think they had 3 seconds on the clock when they set up for the field goal.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying.
10 seconds.
Right.
So maybe it wouldn't have, you know, I mean, if they cut off 3-4 seconds, he still would have had 9 or 10 seconds. Maybe still would have got it done.
But you don't – given a guy like that time, like we've seen it, you got to gobble up the time. You could go back to that Atlanta Falcons, Chris, meltdown against the Patriots where they leave Tom Brady. Like they're going on plays with 20 seconds left on the play clock. Why wouldn't you go – every play should be down to the last 2 or 3 seconds.
Absolutely.
Because then you eat that up and you don't allow a guy to get the ball or have as much time. But Patrick got
it. I'm gonna be honest,
and 13
Rob,
seconds was good enough.
13 seconds. I believe that Sean McDermott thought the game was over. I really do.
He couldn't have. You know why? His defense, Chris, wasn't stopping anybody. The defense had given how many points to that?
But we've never seen 13 seconds.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying.
We were amazed at the Rodgers 37 or Stafford's 42.
Yeah, you can't.
Against Tampa Bay.
No, I agree. 13 is really short. But if you throw the ball downfield and get a pass interference, you could set up something, and that's not what he did. But I'm saying you can make one pass
long. Well, that's why
long.
They go prevent.
Right.
Because they're like, you're not getting long, but you, I think, Rob, in that situation, and it's tough. I'm second guessing this, but if you go your regular deep, you've been stopping them large part of the game. You've been playing okay. Like you said, you got the top defense in the league. Maybe just go your regular defense.
And play it like that rather than playing prevent to me. I've seen more big games lost, Chris, in prevent than I just can't get over why guys think that it works. Maybe it works more than we know, and we don't say anything on
I
the
can
days
see it during
when
the
it works.
Meet of the game,
right?
You know what
but,
I mean? But at
not
the end
in
of the game.
You got to go after the quarterback. You need to make him uncomfortable,
right?
You can't just like I'm not going to pressure him. I'll just play more guys on the receivers.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Because, you know, Mahomes, for him, by his standards, he obviously had a down year. I mean, still was a good year. He was top five touchdowns.
No, for his standards, it was down. Right.
Yeah, top five touchdowns, top 5 yards per game. But not what we've seen, you know, the past few years. Did he tell you anything? Did he make a statement to you, so to speak, by playing so well in this game? And, I mean, because I think a lot of people now who were ripping him for the, again, not a bad regular season, but down from his standards. I think this almost, now they got to finish the deal, right? If they lose next week, we're looking at it just like we look at Josh Allen, right? It's a great game, but we're moving on. But right now, you know, I think he buys some extra, like, I don't know what the word is, cushion, if you will. Like if he has a bad couple weeks, this dude ain't all that. You know what I mean?
No, people will look at that and say he still has some magic, and we saw the magic. There was a lot of times this year where he was, you know, not playing well, throwing the ball, interceptions. You know, what do you have, 8 interceptions in 4 or 5 games?
Early on.
Yeah, early on where it just looked like, what is this? This is not Patrick Mahomes at all. But, yeah, I mean, you saw that, and he put his team in position to win the game, and it was on his strength of his arm and his play. So I think people will be a little less to jump on him unless it's just something so bad. But nah, I think he's got some extra credit, as Charlie Hayes would say.
All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did Patrick Mahomes prove last night that he is, as I said, the first person on earth to say this, that he's Jordan-esque as a quarterback? I think I might have been the first person. I don't know. But, and how much blame does Sean McDermott deserve for the Bills' late-game decision-making? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people. You know, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives. That's key, U.S.-based. Available 24-7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. 877-99 on Fox. All right, let's get to these calls.
All right, let's
Are you ready to call Mahomes Jordan-esque, as I do?
Let's kick it off with Kevin in Culver City. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It was definitely a Jordan-esque performance. It kind of felt like Michael Jordan taking the last-second game-winning jump shot after another player made a shot to put them up. And, Rob, give my boy Stafford some credit on that throw to Cooper Kupp. He's not a stat pattern.
Dude, no. Let me tell you something, Kevin. I'm going to tell you real quick. You give him credit. Nobody said he couldn't play. I hate you guys. Listen, no, seriously. I hate all of this. Then they give him credit. Chris, have I ever said he couldn't play? Have I ever said that, Chris? Ever.
You just said
so
you got
to
prove
it.
Which he
yes.
did have to prove it. He's
That's
proving
all.
It. He's in the process.
He's in the process. That's all I've ever said. I'll believe it when he follows through and wins the Super Bowl for the Rams. That's what I've said the whole time. So stop acting like I said he didn't. I told Chris, we've talked about it. He has Hall of Fame numbers. If you were to take his name off of those numbers and just said, what do you think about this quarterback? Haven't we said this?
That's yes. why, Rob, I've said if he wins this Super Bowl, he's probably sealed his deal in the Hall of Fame.
Those are the kind of numbers he has.
Right, right. Wow.
So this whole no,
don't
but this
get
whole,
on Rob Parker's bad side today. My
no,
goodness.
No, I'm just so tired of hearing about as if Stafford, dude, Chris, and I don't want to eat up enough time on this. But the Rams went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Okay, let's not act like they never. Oh my God, look at what Stafford got him two games away from the Super Bowl. Oh my God, no, they were in the Super Bowl with a different guy.
Right.
Let's go to. Thomas.
These panties are in a bunch.
Yes, they are. That sounds like a good book, Chris. Thomas,
right.
In the Bay Area.
What's going on, fellas?
You're on the Odd Couple.
What's up,
Fox
man?
Sports
How
Radio.
Are you?
I'll say this. If you're going to say Mahomes was Jordan-esque last night, then the push-off that Jordan did is the equivalent of that awful Bills defense in the last 13 seconds of letting these guys get open for 20 yards a pop in field goal range. That's just, you know, he as great as he was, that was awful defense that left the door open for them. Thanks, guys.
Nah, look, we
no one is going to say it's good. No,
right.
Chris,
there's
come on.
No doubt.
We all know that, but they left it open, and he still had to
right.
make the throws.
He still had to make the plays.
But Buffalo, they're kicking themselves. Come on, man. They got to kick themselves.
If you noticed, they were trying, and maybe, look, I got to believe they knew they had three timeouts left. That's the key. There's no way that happens if Kansas City doesn't have its timeouts, right? That was good clock management on their part. But Buffalo looked like they were trying to take away the sideline. And it's like, that's irrelevant at this point. So they gave him the middle.
With 13 seconds to go? Come on.
They just called timeouts. If they didn't have timeouts, it's one thing. Because you got to clock it. They wouldn't have had time to do it. But with the timeouts, that changed everything.
All right, Kyle in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
Good. My take is Patrick Mahomes definitely added to his legacy. There's no doubt about it. I just had, you had this feeling that he was going to pull it out for him. But I'll be honest, man, I knew Josh Allen was a beast, but that guy went to another level in that game for me. And I tend to think that he might be the best quarterback in the league right now, given all – everything. And to put it in perspective, I just look at the weapons that he has versus somebody like Mahomes or maybe a couple other quarterbacks that you want to put up there. And Diggs,
but
he's got some good weapons.
Yeah, Diggs didn't do anything Sunday, but he's obviously been a top receiver. This Gabriel kid, I don't know where he came from, but He obviously did something nobody else in the history of the NFL has done. Rob, Josh Allen was tough. Here's the one thing I'll say about Josh Allen. Like I said, I thought he outplayed Mahomes, up until the last 13 seconds. And he was great a week ago, Rob, against New England.
He had 9 touchdowns and no picks, and he's at home.
And the record, isn't the record in the postseason 11? For a whole postseason, as far as touchdowns,
was that Joe Flacco?
That tells you how. Yeah, I believe so. And didn't Montana tie?
No, is it Montana had 11 in touchdowns in the Super Bowl? I don't know if it's
Super Bowls.
Super Bowl, he had 11 touchdowns, no picks. But I think Joe Flacco, almost positive, right?
It
had 11 touchdowns in his run, right?
But here's the thing I'll say about Allen, Rob, and when he's run, like he ran for almost 70 yards, and you saw him running over people. Like one of the defensive backs got hurt, right? Tackling him or shaking up at least. But if I'm Buffalo, I'm talking to him like, look, it was great. And in a playoff game, okay, we get it. But regular season, man, we want you sliding. Because, Rob, it kind of reminded me of Cam Newton. He's a better passer, obviously, than Cam Newton was. But Cam was similar size, running over people, running through people, taking contact, and you saw it wore down his body. And so, if you're Buffalo, you don't want that happening to Josh Allen, no matter how big you are. So
it takes a toll after a while. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell a guy like that who can make
moves. In the playoffs,
But during the regular season,
right.
You might need to step out of bounds a couple times. You know what I mean? Like during the course of it.
All right, we got Will Blackman, Super Bowl champion, joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion. That's right. He's been where all these players are trying to get to. He's also the host of the Upsets and Underdogs podcast. Our man, Will Blackman. Will, how you doing, brother?
What's happening, Will?
Look, y'all keep bringing me on, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm feeling the love. I appreciate it.
You need to send us some of your – aren't you a wine connoisseur or something like that? Send us a bottle appreciative.
tell RG to send me the address, and I got y'all.
The
last time we worked together in the studio, you brought some stuff in for me. I remember that. That feels like 10 years ago, Will.
Probably was.
I know. Crazy.
All right, Will, let's get to this weekend because it was probably the greatest football weekend we've ever seen. Let's start with the Mahomes-Josh Allen battle in Kansas City. Obviously, what Mahomes did and Allen did was tremendous. Tell us about Buffalo's defense, the kickoff
what they did,
and the defense. What you thought, because I've heard a lot of ex-players criticize, not just the decision not to squib it or kick it short of the end zone, but actually the defenses that they ran during those 13 seconds. What was your take?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, exactly. It's like, okay, do you want to squib it, you know, and let some time run down? But then again, if you kick it deep, it's like, hey, they got 13 seconds to drive the ball down the field. And you think like, man, we have the number one defense. We can handle 13 seconds, you know,
but they didn't have the number one defense last night, though. That was the only problem. You know what I mean? Like,
No. Because the thing is yes, they were the number one defense during the regular season. But once the playoffs start, it's a whole new ball game. Like, clean slate. Like, we don't care who you are. And they're going against a team that, I mean, year in and year out, they keep going to the AFC Championship game. You know, so Kansas City was built for this. So, I'm like, it was interesting. It's, again, there was a lot of comparisons, right, when you talk about Kansas City and, like, the Golden State Warriors. It's like any minute they could erupt, you know, and that's the scary part about playing against Kansas City. So it's just like it's super tough. The tough part was, you know, the first down to Kelce. You know, it's like, man, you can't let that guy just run scot-free up the seam. And what I saw all weekend in crunch time, because every game – this weekend was a walk-off win. And a lot, what I saw a lot too is guys on defense were not lining up in time. And there was a lot of miscommunication, a lot of things like that. And so I think that's what happened. There was a lot of, especially in the playoffs, when you see blown coverages or guys out of alignment, that's really alarming. And that's what happened. You know, guys were just not lined up and ready to go.
Let me ask you about the Bucks-Rams game. The Rams tried desperately to turn over another game to Tom Brady. I mean, I've been covering football, the NFL, since 1987. I don't remember a playoff game where you fumble four times in a game. Four lost fumbles, you know, like, what did you make of that ending, and why did you think Brady got off to a sluggish start? But you leave the door open for him, he'll come back and burn you, and I bet Rams fans must have been scared to death.
Well, they were, because, you know, the one – I'm not a huge, like, analytics guy, but the one stat that usually remains true is if you win the turnover battle, you're probably going to win the game. You know what I'm saying? And for that to happen and the Rams still win is wild. And, yeah, I mean, it was a tough start because Tom really only had, you know, two or three guys to throw to. You know what I mean? And that's what made it
tough. And I think it was the pressure. The pressure. I mean, he was under more pressure than he's been all season.
Well, that's how you beat him. Yeah. That's how you beat Tom Brady.
Yeah, you got to make him uncomfortable.
Right. You have to get after him. And, you know, you mentioned earlier me winning a Super Bowl. We were blessed that 2011 Giants team. We had an 8-man rotation at the D-line. So we just kept sending guys at Tom the whole game. And they were fresh bodies going to get him. Because, you know, it's common sense and it's true. If you give Tom time, you know, he's going to figure it out. You know, and so, yes, you get him uncomfortable, you mess up his reads, and then the ball gets thrown all over the place and stuff like that. But he still, you know, gave him a chance. That was a scary part. I was like, no way. They got the fumble back, and then he goes after Ramsey with Mike Evans. And I tell people, I'm like, okay. Everyone on Twitter was like, oh, they went after Jalen Ramsey. I'm like, Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer too now. You know, let's not act like Mike Evans didn't have – he has 1,000 yards ever since he's been in the league. He's never not had a 1,000-yard season, regardless who was throwing the football.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just – I was torn, too, yesterday. Like, it's like I wanted to see Tom Brady win because I respect and I love greatness because it's hard to win in the NFL. But at the same time, it's like the Rams went – they went all in. They went all in this year to go ahead and win this thing. So I wanted to see them go in. I also wanted to see Stafford, you know, finally – you know, go where he needs to be in the NFC Championship and hopefully the Super Bowl. So, yeah, it was a wild – even when I saw the slate of the teams that were playing this weekend, I was like, this is going to be a crazy, crazy weekend. And it exceeded my expectations
No doubt. Now, you mentioned winning the Super Bowl in 2011. That, of course, was Eli Manning at quarterback. And Eli was a guy that, you know, he just came up big in these huge moments. Aaron Rodgers clearly a better quarterback than Eli, but he hasn't been able to, at least in a decade or so, hasn't come up big in those big moments. What do you see? I mean, did you? What was it about Eli that enabled him to do it? And do you feel like there's any deficiency or anything with Rodgers in those moments?
Yeah, it was interesting. I thought of Eli this weekend when I was watching Joe Burrow, because I remember our NFC Championship game versus the 49ers. Eli got hit 12 times. He was getting blasted, and the weather was gross, and he just kept finding Victor Cruz, finding Hakeem Nicks, finding Mario Manningham. Like, he was just still delivering, and Joe was just standing there. He got sacked 9 times and still super 300 yards and won the game. But speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, it was weird because I know everyone looks at him and, you know, it's a team thing, but straight up, guys, like, special teams killed him.
No,
you
there's no doubt,
like,
right.
Like, regardless, they got the lead because of a blocked punt. And the crazy thing is there was nothing schematically that Stanford did to block it. It was literally like the blocked field goal.
Right.
He jumped right through the gap and just blocked it. And then the blocked punt, just ripped through the snapper and just blocked it with one hand. So it's like, I mean, I give credit where credit is due in terms of both coordinators, DeMeco Ryans and Joe Barry, called, you know, great games and holding the team down, you know, almost single digits. But yeah, it's just tough, man. I want to go at it, but it's like, man, special teams really, really, really jacked it up for them.
One last thing, Will. We got 1 minute. You know, a lot of people didn't buy into the Titans and the reason, even though they were the number one seed in the AFC and they survived 10 weeks without Derrick Henry, but Ryan Tannehill, and then, of course, he had the 3 picks. Otherwise, they were in position to win that game. What'd you make of his performance in that situation?
Yeah, it's. I feel like the jury has always been out for Ryan Tannehill because you just never know, like, what's going to happen. That game was a perfect indication. It was like, okay, he threw a pick, then, oh, my God, you know, that's how it's been. But it's really, really hard to find another quarterback. Like, if people are going to bring the narrative, like, should Tennessee look for another quarterback? I would say absolutely not, because you lost your best player and you still made it to the playoffs.
Really?
You still had an opportunity. No, because you still had an opportunity. It's hard to get to the playoffs. Right now,
he held on and got him there, but
he did.
AJ Brown is great. Obviously, Henry and Freeman ran well on the weekend.
And the team was not healthy at all this whole entire season. And the one constant was the quarterback position. Not saying constant as in he performed outstanding, but constant
Saturday.
The fact that he was there. He did. No, he did.
I'm not going to deny.
He did kill them, but he still was the constant that got them there.
All right, Will. That's our man, Will Blackman. Check him out on the Upsets and Underdogs podcast. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
Hi, fellas.
All right, man. Peace. Did Matthew Stafford justify the trade with his performance on Sunday? We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. AutoZone, that's who we're brought to you by, and they've got the free services you need to help get you back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free resources. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, a new week, to try to win some shekels.
How'd you do over the weekend? Did you bet over the weekend?
Yeah, I bet. I only won on the, what was Rams. The first game? Yeah, Rams. I bet the Rams. Remember, I bet the Rams, right. But Shekel City.
I was 4-0 on Pigskin Pickoff.
Did you put any money down?
No.
Okay.
I might have to start, though.
yeah, right. I believe that. I'm going to call you a minister. Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. Yeah, I only won 1 of 4 games yesterday. Was a rough day. I thought I had 2 for 2 after the 2 losses on Saturday with the number 1 seeds. But anyway, this week, today on this Monday, I got the Suns minus 11 against the Jazz. Ralph already gave us like 20 players are hurt for the Jazz. I don't know. It's only 11.
It still seems like a lot.
I still will take that with 11 minus 11 for the Suns, who have the best record in the league, right? I got the Cavaliers minus 5 playing the Knicks in Cleveland. I like that a lot. That's my best bet of the night. And in college, I'm taking North Carolina, and they need to bounce back, minus 4.5 at home, Chris, against Virginia Tech. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet
Thank
on.
Thank God.
It is Shekel City.
All right, Rob. Speaking of your bets, you did bet on the Rams and Matt Stafford. And obviously, look, he played a terrific game.
So if I thought Stafford was a bum, I would have bet on him, Chris, or I would have picked him.
You must have caught a lot of heat on Twitter.
Yes, because I'm very – yes, because I'm tired of – because people – this is what gets you blocked on Twitter. Hey, you know what, Alex? This is what gets you blocked on Twitter.
Why are you so sensitive, though?
No, it's not that. It's that people don't know what...
Twitter, and I'll block if I want to.
You ever heard of being on
mute? You would block if they tried to diss you.
No, my point is, people put words in my mouth, and when you do that, my point is, I picked them to beat the Bucs and Tom Brady. Not just to win by, you know, to win the bet, Chris. I picked them to win.
Right.
So it's no shocker. And here's the other thing.
You think fact that you call him Stat Padford has anything to do with
it? When he was in Detroit,
that's what he was,
Stat Padford. That's what he was. And here's the other part. I'm not going to crown Matt Stafford prematurely. So if you guys want to christen him and crown him and say he's the Messiah, you do that, all you guys. All I know is this team went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago without Matthew Stafford. Last year, Chris, they won a playoff game where they started a guy I don't even know. Jared Goff came in for him in game two, and then they lost in the second round at Green Bay.
Right.
So this team was in the second round last year, right, where their quarterback was in a flux. That's how good this team is.
Right.
That's all my point is that Stafford hasn't done anything miraculous with this team. This team is loaded. This team is loaded with a lot of star players. Anything short of winning a Super Bowl will be a failure. It's that simple.
Yeah, because they – and not this – I don't think you're saying this year. I mean, look, this is a great chance for him.
Right.
Brady's out of the way. He's facing Jimmy Garoppolo, and I know San Francisco is tough.
But
I think
Chris,
they've beaten the Rams six straight. Yeah, six straight games.
And Jimmy Garoppolo wins without even throwing touchdowns. Like
right.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So
he's won two straight games with zero touchdowns and two picks.
But it's a tough road to the Super Bowl. It's always tough though. And is it gonna get any easier than this? You don't have to go through Aaron Rodgers. You went through Tom Brady already. They were banged up. So
this is
a year. Now, I've said, Rob, he's got two or three years to win a Super Bowl, and that would justify the trade.
No, you got to win it. You got to get a Super Bowl out of it.
They got to win it because they gave up two first-round picks and a third. It wasn't like Goff for Stafford straight up. You gave up a lot with Jared Goff to get Matthew Stafford.
Right.
So he's got to deliver you a Super Bowl. You could have presumably, I mean, you can't say definitively they could have never gotten back to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
Exactly. And the other thing is, as time goes on, Chris, is Von Miller going to be back? OBJ going to be back? You don't even know, like, as you go forward,
right?
Like, where the team is. That's why it's so crucial. But we'll see.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for them, and I'm leaning toward them, Rob. I haven't made my pick, but I'm leaning toward the Rams, but we'll see. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's the Odd Couple, y'all.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Talk
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.